Joining us now in studio is the city administrator for Dundas, Minnesota, John McCarthy. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are things in Dundas?
Things are great in Dundas.
Sure?
I'm sure. Yeah,
well, we're going to find out.
Okay.
last night, of course, you had a meeting. Was it last night?
Last night.
Yeah, it was last night.
If you're looking at the
agenda. I am looking at the agenda. It's like it says
there,
Tuesday.
There was a typo there, wasn't there? How about that?
We had everything together. We were even talking about the meeting before we went on the air, and it's like, was that time? What is that? What? Yeah, there's the on the regular agenda. It says Tuesday, June the 11th, and today's actually June the 12th. The Tuesday. It was Monday.
But it was Monday that we had the meeting.
All right, man. It's like deja vu. It's like Groundhog Day all over again. What?
Do we want to start again now?
Good morning, John. How are things in Dundas?
Good morning, Jeff. Things are great in Dundas.
Great. Let's talk about the meeting last night, which you did have one. We're pretty sure about that. Where do you want to start with this, John?
Well, actually, last night was a lot calmer than the interview here this morning, because we started talking about things like that can put people to sleep, like budget and CIP and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So it was, a lot of boring things that we have to do to help keep the city running and try to figure out where we're going to be in the next few years. So,
mm-hmm. Let's talk about the budget. Is there any? Are you doing this by departments now? Are you starting out with that?
We're doing it by departments. Last night, the city took a look at the park and recreation budget, which is probably the simplest one. We're starting for the simple ones, and we're going to work our way through
that's
the other
right.
other sure. major departments. Basically, there's not much change there. The city's looking at having to either replace or rehabilitate one of the big pieces of the playground equipment in about 2 or 3 years, and that's probably going to be about $50,000 to $60,000 just for the playground equipment.
Boy, but playground, that's, man. Monkey bars used to be cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, what kind of playground equipment is it?
It's basically one of the full sets of these very nice steel and metal and plastic equipment.
Do you have one of those in place right now?
We have three of them in three of the separate parks.
What is, if for $60,000, what is the lifespan for this?
You know, it should be longer than this one. This one is the lifespan is looks like it's going to be about 15 years on that. Mm-hmm. And that was the plastic, the old steel slides that you would burn your whatever mm-hmm. on was if you ran on went on them with shorts. And weren't very safe. Well, they would last forever. They get dented up a little bit, mm-hmm. but that would, you know, it was, if they're 20 years old, they're 20 years old and they still slide.
Yeah.
Just have to shine the rust off them. And if their people are sliding enough, they don't have a chance to rust. the newer ones, the fiberglass will crack at, the cold weather that we have, you get cracks in the fiberglass. You get the coatings aren't as resilient to ultraviolet light, the sunshine, as the mm-hmm. as the old is just uncoated steel it used to be. So and aluminum. So there's a lot of safer pieces of equipment. There's absolutely no question, but they mm-hmm. They cost a lot more and they don't last as long.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. That's a big part. That's not going to be part of the 2019 budget, though.
No.
Is that correct?
No, that's
okay.
Basically what we do, what the city of Dundas does is on a lot of this major, what can be considered major budget items that are capital items, we will take a look at the cost of that and then start putting together a reserve that's designated, and one of the reserve types we can do is designate a use for the monies. That doesn't mean the city has to use the money for it, but basically we said, okay, it looks like it's going to cost us $50,000 to $60,000. We're going to start putting away maybe $10,000 a year for a few years. So when it occurs, it isn't a major impact on the budget, and that's And that's one of the, you know, that's one of the things that we try to do in the city is try to anticipate what some of the major expenses are going to be and try to figure out how we're going to pay for them a few years in advance. So, so that's part of that become, that's the way the CIP program, the capital improvement program, which was adopted last night, relates to the budget is, you know, we start saying, okay, we've got this item coming up and, a few years, how can we make it as a small city, with a, you know, with the, every city's got limited resources, but, a $50,000 impact in our park budget, is pretty extensive where a larger city may not have that, you know, they may do that once a year and so mm-hmm. it just becomes part of their reoccurring budget.
Now, you have, you mentioned the CIP plan. It was approved last night. What were the big ticket items for 2019?
Well, 2019, there isn't a lot. We're going to try to continue our sidewalk mm-hmm. Improvement program. We're doing a lot this year with the, you know, we're still working on the City Hall mm-hmm. Project. We've done two road projects, the bids have been let on those. They should be under construction within the next few days. We've got working with the county on the underpass, and that was part of our CIP program for this year. So we've got a pretty extensive program this year, you know, looking at basically about $2.5 million, which is a pretty good amount for the city of Dundas.
The City Hall project, where are you sitting on that?
Basically, we're talking to the folks that responded to our request for quotations or for request for qualifications. They may be able to make a proposal, or we may have to go back out and look at another option, but we have been meeting with them and meeting with some of our financial consultants and the attorneys that consult with the city about legalities of projects like this and how it's going to be done. And if we can make it work or make something work, we will probably know I would say within the next couple 3 weeks if we're going to be moving forward with the folks that have expressed interest, or if we're mm-hmm. going to be taking a different track.
But okay, as far as construction goes, where do you see that? If everything goes well, when would be a
likely date, depending on how quick things can move, is probably going to be next spring because of the right now we're at the point where it's going to be a late fall start, if it is started mm-hmm. this year, and then you go into winter and having to protect the construction for winter construction. And so the likelihood is that, you know, if we get to the point where it looks like it's going to go ahead, there may be some prep work this year yet, but as far as actual construction, most likely won't be until the spring.
All right. Once again, John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. We are talking about Dundas business. Okay, we've gone through the budgets. What else happened last night at your council meeting?
We had a couple little discussions. We approved a few licenses. There was also a request by an organization to be able to have bouncy houses for an event that they have. They're having at Memorial Park, and so we added that to their ability to do that. But it's going to be a private event.
All right. Yeah. So you have a special bouncy house clause.
We have a special bouncy house clause. Right.
All right.
But just working with some of the folks to make things work. We're getting mm-hmm. part of the park budget, going back to that, and just thinking about the bouncy houses in Memorial Park, is the Dukes are working with Faribault, the Faribault Baseball Club, to try to attract the a future state tournament to mm-hmm. this area. And So the city is hopefully going to be working with them to help improve the park if they do get the we're going to do some improvements in the park anyway, but if the state tournament is brought to the area in say 2020 or 2021, the city's definitely going to be doing a little bit extra work to help improve the park to allow folks even a more enjoyable experience when they come to the tournament than we allow now.
All right. Sounds like hopefully that'll happen. They had a very successful tournament a few years back.
Yeah, I think I wasn't here
20 years now.
Quite a while. I wasn't here for that one, but I understand it was successful. I know I've been to a few of the games when the Dukes have been playing in the state tournament, and it's there's a lot of people, and it's a lot of excitement in those areas that the tournament does occur in.
Yeah, a lot of fun. All right, wine at the pavilion. What is that? Are you going to be selling wine there?
That was the special event they asked for. The city doesn't allow consumption of alcohol in any of the city parks, except in along with rental of the pavilion, and that's only for beer.
Okay.
So they had the folks that are putting on the event are having a caterer come in, and they asked to be able to serve wine. So the council said that they could serve wine in the pavilion with the caterer, with the proper licensing, et cetera, and insurance. So
really?
Really.
Okay. Why the difference? Wine? I mean,
I think the biggest thing is that you can have beer in unbreakable containers for the most part, and mm-hmm. that's the biggest. You know, that I think that from the council standpoint, we prefer that they don't serve draft beer, but that's usually served in a plastic cup. So there is a tendency sometimes that when you have an event to want to serve wine in something that may be breakable.
Oh, I see.
Another. So yeah.
All right. So they don't have plastic bottles for wine yet.
Right.
Yeah, give it a few more years, though. I bet the market will support that.
Right. So that's I think the one of the main reasons is that the beer is allowed just because it's easier to mm-hmm. control that in a container that is is unbreakable and there isn't glass all over the place.
All right. Yeah, good idea. Anything else, John?
No, we just look forward to moving ahead with some of our projects and hope getting ready for the always enjoyable budget season, which is confusing as always confusing. So,
all right. Well, we wish you the best. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jeff.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, joins us every couple of weeks after the Dundas Council meetings here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.